father used to collect blues music, chain gang songs, prison work songs, stuff like that. And that's the music I grew up with. Yeah, I always used to like that music. I used to play it to myself. It wasn't until the mid-60s when the blues boom took place, headed by John Mayall and Alexis Korner. Blues became popular, and so suddenly I had this great repertoire of songs at my disposal and instantly became a blues man. I mean, I always was at heart, but I found that 1965 was the chance to play that music on stage without getting thrown out of dance halls.
Just backtracking to the chain gang music, we know Sam Cooke's song, working on the chain gang. What sort of music was it? And who were the artists?
Prison work songs. Alan Lomax used to go around Mississippi, Louisiana, and they have these State Farm prisons, mainly occupied by blacks. And they would do, it's like the John Henry thing, they would do the, they were chopping trees down, and they would sing along, that kind of thing. It was all hammer song, you know, take this hammer, it's a typical, take this hammer, whamp, carry to the captain, all those kind of things, real great ethnic feels. And as I say, I was kind of brought up with that. That's what I thought was music when I was an early teenager. I wasn't really exposed to kind of pop music, as it was. Didn't really like it anyway. I always liked ethnic stuff.
So the blues explosion came along, and then you got involved, or you were there. You were there at the beginning.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't really know what came first. I just suddenly realised that there was a couple of blues bands around London, and just started to get an interest. And so I was straight away, because previous to that, all the work was kind of jukebox bands, where you'd have to play the kind of jukebox music, which was it's kind of bread and butter kind of work. And often, you know, we'd do clubs, yeah, that kind of thing, and backing work as well. I used to back a lot of the American singers that came over. And sometimes I would do three sets a night, and then at the 1 o'clock in the morning, I'd play a few blues tunes, and maybe two or three people would come up and say, oh, I really like that music you were playing there. And that in itself was a reward, you know, although it was very small. Seemed to build up, got bigger and bigger.
So what were the first bands, the J Things, you know, different J Things, didn't you?
The very first band I joined was the Jailbreakers, and that was a kind of early R&B stuff. I think we did some Jerry Lee Lewis and some Chuck Berry songs and stuff like that.
Where was this, around Nottingham?
Yeah, around Nottingham. The first gig I ever did, I was 13 years old, and it was at the Palace Cinema in San Diego, between the B movie and the A movie. You know, we had a band on for 10 minutes, and that's where it all started off. It was an actual cinema, as I say, it was between the two movies. It was the Palais, the Palais des Danses type gigs, and Le Corneau's and those kind of things. They would occasionally have bands on, and hot mate was pubs.
So how did you break into the music biz or industry? How did you get picked up?
I started when I was 13, and I never really knew anything else. I got out of school as soon as I could, and became a professional musician. Just worked pubs and clubs, and just worked all I could. Built up the experience, moved to London a few times. I think we moved up to... It's funny, because I had this band, the Jailbreakers, and then it was the J-Men, then the J-Cats, and then the J-Birds. And the J-Birds would do pretty good. About 1961, 62, we went to Hamburg, played Star Club, and we were pretty well known in Nottingham. And we went up to London to try and make our fortune. We got a flat in Finsbury Park. The funny thing was, Friday and Saturday, the big nights, we could get like £30 in Nottingham. So we were living in London and travelling back to Nottingham every weekend to do the gigs. And so I think the third time we moved to London, then we stayed. And that was 67, and that was the J-Birds, just about.